Small businesses across the country have been hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic, as have artists and musicians. A virtual event this Saturday is bringing the two together with big-name musical acts supporting communities across the country, including here in the Inland Northwest.
Got a round-eyed lover on the other side of town. Don't wanna keep waiting.
That's soul musician Alan Stone, who grew up in Chihuahua and now calls Spokane home, from his recent appearance on NPR's popular Tiny Desk Concert video series. In the pre-coronavirus world, videos like this helped musicians connect with their fans and music lovers discover new artists. But since the pandemic shut down venues and parked tour buses, online events have become the only outlet. On Saturday, June 20th, Stone will join an eclectic lineup of musical acts like Lauryn Hill, Brandi Carlile, Nathaniel Ratliff, and T-Pain for a nationwide virtual concert called Small Business Live. Each artist will live stream their performance from a small business in their community. Stone's choice was Spokane nonprofit Terrain.
Because Terrain and From Here, they support so many independent artists. And so essentially supporting them supports like a large network of other small businesses. And it just totally felt like the right call for that purpose.
From Here is Terrain's storefront in Spokane's River Park Square, which sells gifts, art, and handmade items by local artists. For Terrain Executive Director Ginger Ewing, the choice was a surprise.
So I got a text like a week and a half ago saying, hey, can we chat? And I'm pretty excited that I returned that text.
It's a chance for Terrain to be highlighted alongside other small businesses in cities like New York, Los Angeles, Atlanta, and New Orleans. Ewing hopes it will be a chance to highlight the mission of Terrain, which is best known for its annual showcase event each fall.
We really view ourselves as a community building organization, first and foremost, and our vehicle, our method is art and creativity. And again, the more that we can help to expose who these people are, who these creative businesses are, then we're doing our job.
For Alan Stone, who moved from Chihuahua to Seattle in his 20s to pursue his music career, it's a chance to give back to the community he now calls home when he's not on the road touring.
The big city thing just doesn't really appeal to me. Maybe it's because I was raised in the country, but I really love Spokane and the size of Spokane. And you know, I don't go very far over there in Seattle. Granted, it's the sushi is a little better over there, but, you know, got to make sacrifices.
Stone says he's thrilled to be sharing the bill with such an eclectic and acclaimed lineup for the event, but that won't be the main focus.
You know, it's really an attempt to try and highlight these small businesses and shine a light on just how important these small businesses are to the fabric of America, the fingerprint of our country, I think. And they're struggling, man. They're hurting. These small businesses are kind of lagging along.
In addition to highlighting those small businesses around the country, the Small Business Live event will also raise money for Action Opportunity Fund, which provides grants to at-risk small businesses hit hardest by COVID-19, with a focus on those run by women and people of color. That's important for Terrain's Ginger Ewing as well.
The beautiful thing about small businesses, be it Terrain or again, any other small business in Spokane or throughout the country, is that whether you're a nonprofit or you're a small record store or you're a restaurant, small businesses across the country make people feel like they are a part of something, they are part of the community.
You can live stream Small Business Live via TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. Alan Stone is scheduled to kick the event off live from Spokane at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Details and the full lineup can be found at the event website, smallbiz.live. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Chris Massini.